slave in the UK, owned by Mistress Mandy. Was it Stroker in the UK and he became slave in the UK, or then he became owned by Mistress Mandy? Well, anyway, I own my UK slave. He's got a British accent. It's my cock. I have taken ownership. He has signed a contract. I have sent him back the contract signed, and I own him now. He is doing whatever I want. He is under my control. He is no mind of his own anymore. I am making all his decisions. He knows what he needs to do for me because I own him and control him. He is my slave boy. I am very fond of my UK slave. He does whatever I want. I watch him on webcam. I torture my cock. I tease it, tie it up in a black stocking and pull it, and he eats loads of cum and pre-cum for me. We've spent some very late, sexy nights together. He's in London. I'm in the U.S. I want to go to London, where he's going to get me a dungeon so that I can put him in it, and slaves that he's going to get for me so that I can use them. I do enjoy dominating my slave. I do enjoy torturing him mentally more than physically. He's owned by me. He has no choice but to submit. He's made toys that I've had him use. I like sticking ice cubes up his arse. I like using pegs, those are American clothespins, on his nipples and balls and just all around dominating him. I love watching him on webcam. My cock is gorgeous. I plan on using it probably later today. Slave boy, you know what you have to do. And get on the wagon and do it for Mistress Mandy. You are addicted to me. I own you and control you. I will use you more and more. Use you, make you helpless and weaker. And brainwash you and mind fuck you. Mistress Mandy, we'll talk to you later. Slave boy in the UK.